Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 21. Very, very important chapter, as we will be learning how to know whether the price of a share is good enough to buy or not. What is the basis on which we decide the evaluation of the price of the share? So in this chapter, we'll understand two important concepts, the price and the price earning ratio. This chapter explains what determines the price of a share and a tool to examine whether the price of a share is right or wrong based on your plans. That tool is price earning ratio. In this chapter, we'll learn what determines the price of a share as well as the price earning ratio. We'll also understand a formula for calculating the price earning ratio. So first of all, let us understand what determines the price of a share. This is really determined in normal circumstances by a layperson by the investing public's confidence in the company, their belief in the future prospects, the ability and competence of the management, and the future earnings of the company. So this is generally fundamental in nature. A company whose shares are priced high is expected to earn a higher profit and a higher earning per share than another not so highly priced. So this is a basic understanding as to what determines the price of a share. However, there is a tool to check whether the shares are priced reasonably. A tool that is used by analysts, financial experts and investors to check whether shares are reasonably priced or not, and the name of the tool is the price earning ratio, popularly known as the P/E ratio. The P/E ratio reduces the market price and the earnings per share to an arithmetic figure and thereby creates the opportunity to make comparison between shares. One can use it to determine whether a share is overpriced or underpriced, and it enables one to check the period of time it would take for him to recover the investment made in the share. So friends, how do we calculate the price earning ratio? The price earning ratio reflects the market opinion of the investing public on the company, whether the company is growing or at a decline, whether the price of the share is likely to leap, remain stagnant, or fall. The ratio is arrived by dividing the price or the market value of the share by the earnings per share. How do we calculate earnings per share? Earnings per share is the profit after tax and preference dividend divided by the number of shares issued by the company. So we use earnings per share in the price earning ratio. The P ratio is market price of the share divided by earnings per share. So with this, we get the value of the P ratio. Let us take an example to understand the calculation of the P ratio. Say if the earnings per share is rupees 7 and the market price of the share is rupees 105, then the P/E ratio becomes market price divided by the EPS, so 105 divided by 7, so 15 is the P/E ratio. This means that it would take 15 years to recoup the investment made, though the earning per share that through the earning per share the company makes. It takes 15 years to recoup the investment, which suggests the return per annum would be around 6.67% per annum. So this is the way one calculates the price of the share, the EPS, the earnings, the P ratio to understand whether the price of the share is right in the market, whether it is overpriced, underpriced, or it is stagnated. Why should anyone wish to invest in a share that would give only such small return? The shareholder needs to bear the risk of the shares falling in value. An investor or the speculator pays a high price because he believes that for the risk he takes, the return would be higher. If the shareholder expects a return of 20% per annum, he or she will believe that a price of the share of, say, Pudina Limited would increase in a year to 126. You can see more details in the book. Assuming that the earnings grow at a rate of 20% per annum, the earnings per share would be at around rupees 8.5 and the P/E ratio would be 15. If, however, the price remains constant, the P/E ratio would then fall into 12. So let us now understand when will the P/E ratio be high and low. The P/E ratio would be high so long as the investing public has faith in a company's ability to grow and to earn a return or an appreciation in the share price. It will fall as soon as the confidence falls in the earning capacity of the company, and this is why that in periods of booms the prices rise dramatically, and in periods of refreshion the prices of the shares fall drastically. How do we correct the fault in the calculation of the P/E ratio? The price that a person pays to purchase a share is based on the future prospects of the company and its anticipated earnings. If there is a fault in the calculation of the P/E ratio, in that calculation is made on the current market value and the earning of the previous year, this can be corrected to an extent by basing one's calculation on the estimate current and future year's earnings. So this estimate will decide how much correct your P/E ratio calculation is. It might be difficult for the general public to make a correct calculation of the P/E ratio. Market is a very vibrant entity, and being so, there are upturns and downturns. The P/E of a company is therefore constantly changing, and it is not easy to calculate. It might be difficult for the general public as they may not be aware of all the plans a company has, the decisions it has made and the likes. And hence it might be difficult for the general public to make a correct calculation of the P/E ratio. However, good details on information can be gathered from the annual report of the company and the leading investment magazines, which give some excellent insights into working and the future of various companies. And it is difficult to predict future growth. An investor would be wise to work calculations and country-related development occurs. So only some effort on gathering information, interpreting the information will give him some sort of near correct calculation of the P/E ratio useful for him to decide his investments in shares. So what should be a fair P/E ratio? For extremely safe and literally risk-free investment, the P/E should be around 10. It should not exceed 10. Investments in shares are risky, and hence one wants to know what would be a fair P/E. The P/E that is considered reasonable is one that fulfills one's investment return requirements, which would be based on the company's projected earnings. For example, the price of a share of Malini Bearing Limited is say around rupees 20, and the price is anticipated to go through rupees 40 per shares in 3 years. And what happens in that case? Ravi wants to double his investment in 3 years and will be prepared to pay rupees 20 per share. However, Raman, who wants to triple his investment in 3 years, would not be prepared to pay more than rupees 13.3. So this is the basis. Your target which you want will decide how much money you are going to want to shell out for paying per share. A P/E of 20 or more can normally be justified only if a company has high growth, at least 10% per annum. So these are the very important inferences that can be drawn with the help of a P/E ratio. The market price of a share is arrived on the basis of a number of factors such as the company, its management, growth, prospects, and the industry the company operates in, the rate the company's earnings are likely to grow at, and the dividend policy of the company, the demand for the shares of the company. If a person is attempted to take over, prices will rise. So these are the three important factors which are very important. Next important factor is the rate the market expects the share to grow. The parameter under which two individuals view a share will be different. The return they wish, the prospects, and the like. Consequently, the price they are prepared to pay. would also be different. The 60% rule. The 60% rule is a guide that can be used to decide on whether to invest in a share or not. What exactly is the 60% rule? The 60% rule submits that one should not purchase a share in a company at a PE that is more than 60% of the growth anticipated. Say earnings of Home Deal Petrochemical is anticipated to grow at 25%. In this situation, the purchase price should not exceed a PE of 15%. So, very, very important factor to be considered based on the 60% rule is the growth anticipated. So, 60% of the growth anticipated will give you the PE which you should be looking at. It should be remembered by investors that it is difficult for a company to sustain for a long period the same level of growth. New, unknown, and untried companies that do not have a track record of competence have a low PE, and consequently, they may not appear to be attractive investment. They may be. Before investing in these companies, one should remember that they are unknown, unproven, and possibly lack the investor confidence. So friends, what is the conclusion of this chapter on price earning ratio? Price earning ratio reflects the reputation of the share in the market, the confidence of the shareholders, and the earning potential of the company. Hence, no one should invest until one has examined the PE, and this PE should be in the standard range as we have discussed in this chapter. It should not be very high, else the money that is invested may take a longer time to recoup. Once one follows the normal rules for PE, then the investment in shares will be done at a right price and the profits will also come in its own way. Thank you.